You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media. And I'm Tom Byrne. Across the country, the highly pathogenic avian influenza, or bird flu, continues to spread. Bird flu isn't new, but experts say the virus is evolving and fear it's here to stay long term. That's a particular concern in Delaware, where poultry is a cornerstone of the state's agricultural economy, and cases have already been reported in both commercial and backyard flocks. As migratory waterfowl like ducks and geese make their way north this season, there are growing concerns they could also carry the virus even further. Delaware Public Media's Kyle McKinnon spoke this week with University of Delaware Professor of Wildlife Ecology Chris Williams about bird flu in the first state and what's being done to mitigate its spread.
Delaware's regional outbreak of bird flu started in wild snow geese at Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge just before the new year in Sussex. So before we get to the current state of things here in the first state, can you walk us through, in layman's terms, what exactly bird flu is and why this strain is more concerning than other cases in recent years?
Yeah, so avian influenza was established or first found in Asia, and then it's gone through different iterations over time. And so we've had this outbreak over the last handful of years. It goes through ups and downs. It's primarily respiratory disease that infects, primarily birds, starts with waterfowl, can move into the poultry industry, which is our biggest concern. But there are additional occurrences in multiple species, but birds are our biggest worry.
You touched on this a bit, but I know a lot of our listeners out there, are wondering how susceptible, their own pets are to contracting bird flu and maybe what the likelihood that they themselves can get bird flu. The strain has already reportedly spread to other species, including dairy cattle, as well as human farm workers in other states. But, as you alluded to, the CDC does say the risk to humans remains low. It is a rarity among rarities. So, what about that? What can you tell us about, just unpack that a little bit more about how bird flu spreads?
It is true that bird flu is popping up in multiple species. And there's always concerns that there could be variants that form that could become more virulent for multiple species. But for right now, it really is primarily a bird-focused flu. While there are a few cases of humans or, say, our pets, like our dogs, have contracted, it's very, very rare. And so it's not overly a large concern for us. And so the biggest concern that we have really is about transmission between waterfowl and the poultry industry.
Well, here in Delaware, cases of bird flu, and again, you noted this, the poultry industry is our big economic cornerstone here in Delaware, but cases of bird flu have been reported in both commercial and backyard poultry flocks. And in case you didn't know, Delaware is situated along the Atlantic Flyway and experiences a very high influx of migrating waterfowl like geese and ducks who are currently on the move. So overall, how would you assess that, this current state of bird flu in Delaware beyond what you've said already? And, how worried should we be about, waterfowl potentially spreading the virus and making all of this that much worse?
Yeah, the bird flu is definitely centered in waterfowl. That's its primary area that it starts. And it shows up in a lot of different species, but even amongst all the different ducks and geese, some are more virulent than others. So we're especially worried about geese as our first step. And so the two big geese that we think of for the most part in the mid-Atlantic are Canada geese and snow geese, greater snow geese. And so the thing that is especially concerning for geese is that they are, number one, you'll often see them in really large flocks, so that those populations or those individuals are much more compact, and it's much easier for the disease to transmit amongst them. The other thing that's worrisome for geese is they're herbivores, and so they're eating grass. And so especially there is that possibility that we are intersecting large populations of geese with our poultry houses or other forms of agriculture. For a lot of duck species, we're seeing cases of avian influenza pop up in them. But since they are usually in less dense numbers and they're oftentimes more out in, say, marshes, then the chance for that transmission to our poultry industry is much less. So geese are our primary focus right now.
I was going to save this question until, a little later, but, let's say I'm walking around my neighborhood later and I come across a flock of geese, whether they're snow geese or Canada geese. My concern level should be, where exactly? Just still pretty low.
Yeah, I mean, I think there should always be caution, since we know that there are higher numbers in the geese. I think one thing that we are seeing higher numbers, especially in snow geese, that are going to be out more in the wild, versus the Canada geese that we've got surrounding our neighborhoods or our grocery store parking lots, things like that. And so while they may feel all those Canada geese may feel a little dense as we're trying to walk around, it's nothing like the thousands of snow geese that might be moving out in the landscape wildly. I think everyone should have caution when it comes to geese, especially if they're, say, walking in a park and they see a dead goose or they see a goose that looks sick. Just avoid it. It probably doesn't help or doesn't hurt to submit a notice to the local authorities just to say that there is a goose so it can be picked up by Fish and Wildlife and actually tested for avian influenza. But for the most part, I think, everyday travel should be relatively okay.
Right. Yeah, maybe don't mingle with the geese. I another question I was gonna save till later though, but as far as what a sick goose looks like or other species that do like a poultry that would contract avian influenza, what signs or symptoms, what does it look like? How does it present?
So I would say for the most part, it sort of a bird is going to act a little bit like maybe any of us that might come down with, a really bad cold or flu. So it's going to be sluggish or sort of moving erratically. And so just that's sort of the key signs. Something that just sort of looks abnormal in the way that they're behaving.
Yeah. I'm also curious just for your thoughts on something else here. In a story today done by one of our reporters, Abigail Lee, the spokesman for the Delmarva Chicken Association, James Fisher, he noted a distinction between egg-laying chicken farms and those producing chickens for food. What do you make of that as far as if there are different concerns for different farms and more of a vulnerability with egg farms?
At least in my impression, I think it's an equal worry. But if avian influenza gets into a poultry operation, the key issue is that for those poultry operations, they often need to cull the herd and remove all of those birds just in case. So if there is an individual bird that is identified as sick, then oftentimes that whole flock needs to be removed, destroyed. And so there's two directions that goes. If it's for meat, certainly we're losing all of those birds and that economy that relates to those pounds of poultry. But at the same time, the same impact occurs on eggs. And this is why we're seeing the egg prices also shoot up because for flocks that need to be removed, even as egg layers, then that just means less eggs that are being put into the marketplace. So I think it's an equal concern across the board.
You also mentioned, culling the herd and whatnot. I know it was just reported that Georgie Cartanza, a chicken farmer and the poultry extension agent for the University of Delaware's Cooperative Extension Program, she did share today that chickens had to be put down at her farm, and now the farm is under strict quarantine after being hit by the bird flu. So this is an ongoing issue. News is coming up, cropping up every single day. Chris, what concerns then, and I've used that word more than I'd like to in this conversation because it isn't, this isn't something to necessarily, overreact, to, but it is concerning. So what concerns you the most about the current situation then in this strain of bird flu in Delaware? Is it the un, you know, what's I've seen the word unpredictable used around this strain. What concerns you around that?
Yeah, I think one of the things, I mean, there's two sides of it. Obviously, we worry greatly about any wildlife disease, zoonotic, we call them, that can transfer into the domestic animal industry. And so that hurts the bottom line for farmers on any given day of the week. But the other issue that worries us is just sort of what genetic variations can occur. As the disease is allowed to spread, and it becomes more prevalent, there is the possibility for these genetic variants to just naturally occur. That's always happening in nature. And so it ultimately is important that we have a great deal of caution, and I think that's the perspective that everyone has had and acted very well through these last several years, these ebbs and flows of avian influenza outbreaks, that we take it seriously.
What can we do as we wrap up then? What can we do as individuals on this, boots on the ground level? What can we do to reduce this risk of making all of this worse?
It's really hard. There's no good answers to that. It is sort of the nature of zoonotic diseases, and the large term issue simply is that as the human population is just getting larger and larger, and we continue to expand our own footprint into habitats that animals once more freely occupied, you're just going to have more interactions. With wildlife diseases. And there's really not much we can do about that.
Thanks to UD Professor of Wildlife Ecology, Chris Williams, and our Kyle McKinnon for joining us on The Green this week. Up next, with financial fraud and scams targeting seniors on the rise, we take a closer look at efforts to curb elder fraud and how to better protect this vulnerable population. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.